Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Kuf Gimel, and we're holding the bottom of Kuf Beis Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom, Gufa. Yontif Shechol Liyois Acher HaShabbos. We started talking about this yesterday briefly, and now we're going to go into it in much greater detail. When you have Yontif falling out on Motzeh Shabbos, like this year, we're going to have in Yet Hashem the first night of Seder, first night of Pesach is going to be on Motzeh Shabbos. That is not specifically the case of our Gemara, because as the Gemara told us yesterday, then it would say Yak Nehuz. We have to have that extra Zayin for Zman. So therefore it's talking really about Shvi Shel Pesach. With Shvi Shel Pesach, were that to fall out on Matzah Shabbos, there is no Shechiyonu. What is the Seder of the Kiddush and the Havdalah? We have a very interesting situation where you have a Chiyuv of Kiddush and a Chiyuv of Havdalah both on the same night at the same time. What do you do? We're going to have now six or seven different versions of how we make Kiddush and Havdalah together. So Rav Omar Yakne. Yakne means, of course, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, and Havdalah. Shmuel Omar Yinahek. That means Yayin, Ner, Havdalah, and Kiddush. And so on and so forth, as we'll see in Yet Shem on the Amud Aleph. Now, it's not that each one of them just picked this out of a hat. They obviously had a very good basis for that particular order. And to understand the basis, we're going to have to do a quick review of the Rashbams that explains each and every one of them. Al pi svar l'chayra, Havdalah should come first. Because after all, what came first? The Shabbos, and now the Yontif. And now we're saying goodbye to Shabbos, greeting the Yontif, so l'chayra one should say Havdalah, then after that make Kiddush. But as you see, Rav says no. Kiddush comes first. Yain Kiddush, and only later Ner and Havdalah. And as we'll see in the Rashbam, that the reason for that is because we don't want to, in a sense, reject the Shabbos and say, oh, Baruch Hashem, Shabbos is over. Now I can start doing some luck, I can start cooking, I can start carrying. No. By us, Shabbos is very, very precious. So we want to keep Shabbos as long as possible. Push off the end of Shabbos as long as we can, and that's why we're Mekadosh Yontif early. It's already this month for Yontif, but we first do the Kiddush. Kiddush will take us an extra minute or two or three or whatever, and push off Havdalah as long as possible because we want to keep Shabbos with us as long as possible. So let's look at Rishbam, Rav Omar Yakne, about 10-12 lines from the bottom of the Omid, says Rishbam, number one, Kiddush is more choshev, if you will, than Havdalah, because after all, you're being Mekadosh, and here you're being Mavdil. So therefore, Kiddusha is greater. Inami, if you do Havdalah first, it almost looks like the Kiddusha of Shabbos was a burden, and therefore we want to say, okay, finish, Shenginuk. And that's the reason why we do first the Kiddush and then the Havdalah. What about Yayin? L'ficha Yayin Kodim B'Kiddush K'Bisil, the Torah V'Sheni Torah, Torah Kodim. We always do Yayin at the beginning of either Kiddush or the beginning of Havdalah, because Yayin is Torah. You can make a Bar Prigofen every day of the week, but you cannot make Kiddush or Havdalah every day of the week. V'Yachar Kiddush comes Ner V'Havdalah, K'Sham Matzah Shabbos, Shah Ner Kodim Havdalah. That's the standard way that we always do it. We always have first the Yayin, and the Ner, and the Havdalah. And the Rishbam says at the very end, on the bottom of the Omud, and don't forget the Psalm, naturally, but that's why we do it every Matzah Shabbos. So all we've done is we've inserted the Kiddush after the Yayin. Yayin comes always first. By Kiddush it also comes first. The Yayin comes first, and then we do Kiddush because we want to greet the new Yontif, and only later on do we continue on with the Seder Havdalah, Ner, and the Havdalah. Shmuel Ami Yanaik says Rishbam Vusep Yanaik Shmuel Svirale Havdalah Koydim LeKiddush. Havdalah comes first. Can a first time in the Kamei? We're going to have in the Gemara beautiful Moshul B'Shul Berchanani L'Matav Doimel a Melech Shiyotza. A Melech is leaving town, leaving the city. Ba'Farchas Nichnas, and the governor is about to arrive. Is Mlavinus a Melech? We first go and say escort the king, and we say goodbye to the king. And then, what is the king referring to? That's a Shabbos. The Shabbos is leaving lehavdil, and then we make the Havdalah. V'yachkach yoytzel lekras afarches lekras yomtov lekatchi, and then we go out to greet the governor. Okay, governor, come on in and try to take the place of the king. Impossible. He's only a governor. But nevertheless, we start off with the king, and we end off with the governor. We start off with the Havdalah to go and escort the king, and then we greet the secondary, the governor that's coming in. And then he brings Rabbi Yerushalmi. And then if you go to the last two lines of the Rishbam, what we mentioned earlier, Masha in Noisan or Amiroim, similar B'samim, how come B'samim fell out of the whole equation? If you shame of Orchon B'samim B'yontif, Sherigam B'yontif, Yeshlon and Nisham Yeseira, Kishabos, Ibn Yontif, all time of the Sham Yeseira. So that's why we don't make a Bruch al B'samim on Motze Shabbos that comes out on Yontif. Remember, Toises brought this Rishbam already yesterday, and asked if that's the case, how come when we make Havdalah on Matzah Yontif, don't we use Besamim? And that's why Tosis disagreed, and Tosis said, no, in fact, the Yontif does not have a Neshami Yaseira. So, why don't we do Besamim on Matzah Shabbos when Yontif falls out? So, the Tosis from yesterday, because since we eat now a beautiful Yontif Suda, Chilo, Shtia, etc., that goes and takes the place of the Besamim. So getting back to Gemara, so therefore, bottom line is Rav says Kiddush first, Shmuel says that Havdalah goes first. And now we're going to have a number of other Madiyamrim, each one with a slightly different Nusach. Rabba Omer Yehanek, he also holds Havdalah first and then Kiddush, therefore Rabba holds like Rav. However, why does he have this order Yehanek? Zogt Rishbam, Rabba Omer Yehanek, Sfiro Lekirab, Tim. Masui or Mashvi Moer Ben Kiddush Lavdola Sheinochem Einav Shorabba Lismay Chavdola Kiddush. Ah, a new pshat now. So one second, I said Rabba holds like Rab. Rabba holds like Shmuel, and therefore he does Havdola first because we have to say goodbye to the king, and then we have to greet the Afarchis, the governor. The Yud comes first because Yain always comes first. Now Tadav Sheinah Tadav Koydim. But now, why do we have between Havdola? We have now the Ner. Is Dr. Hibam. Svira Lekarab the Mashvi Mo'or Ben Kiddush Lavdola. That we have with Rav as well, that between the Kiddush and the Havdola, he put the Ner. Here he also puts the Ner, but between the Havdola and the Kiddush. Aha. Why? She'enochem e'inav shor Rav lismech Havdola the Kiddush. To go and put Havdola and Kiddush together, it's nisht. She's a makchish koichish shol zeh. It looks like the two are contradictory. HaKiddush, oi seil koidish. Here we're starting Yontif, we're saying, Mekadish Yisrov Hazmanim, we're saying, Kodosh, it's a grace of Kiddush. And Vavdol, oi seil koidish kal. The Dalit of the Bach, he throws in the word chomor. That when you make Kiddush, it makes it koidish chomor. It's a grace of Kiddusha. Mekadish Yisrov Hazmanim. The Havdol, however, makes a koidish kal. It says, a mavdol being koidish lekoidish. Meaning the second Koidish of Yontif is a slightly lesser Madrega than the Koidish of Shabbos. Usvir lekishmul, the Havdolah koidim lekiddush. He holds like Shmuel that Havdolah comes first, and that's why you have the hay, and only later on the kuf. Meyayin barosh kulun, koidim, etc. On to the next mandiyama. The Levi Omar Kinia, next Rishbam Kinia, Svir lek the kiddush koidim lehavdolah. He holds the kiddush comes first, like Rav. Why? Because you want to go, you don't want the Shabbos to look like a masui, that you're trying to push it away and say, okay, let's make Abdullah, let's be finished with Shabbos. No, no, no. We continue having Shabbos as long as possible. So you're the Kiddush Koidim L'Abdullah like Rav. V'loma idaroit saloima yayin bereisha. Yayin always comes first. Toda v'shein and toda koidim. Lefish im kain einoi nira shemavdol al yayin. Because then it doesn't look like he's being mavdol on wine. Hoyil Umarchik Havdola me'al Bircha Sayayin. Because the way we have it now, if you're going to have the Yud all the way up front, you're going to have to start like a regular Kiddush, you're going to have the Yud. And only at the end you're going to have the Havdola. It doesn't look like the Yayin comes for the Havdola, it looks like the Yayin comes for the Kiddush. Right? Because we're starting off with Kiddush first, according to this one, the Yama like Ravot. But Ik Havdola le'tiknel al Yayin. After all, we make Havdola b'tfilah. On a regular Matzah Shabbos, we go and say Atochen Antanu, and on Yom Tov Matzah Shabbos, we say Vatoydienu. So we don't need to do the Havdalah, but the reason why we make a special Havdalah, because that was a special Takana, make it all the Yayin. And if you're going to go and push the Yayin up front, and the Havdalah all the way at the end, it looks like too much of a Havdalah between the Yayin and the Havdalah. Aval Kiddush, on the other hand, Afil Al Pas Yochel Kaddish. As we know, you can go and make Kiddush even on bread, on challah. You don't have to make a dafka yayin, can come on, like we're going to learn a Mi'at Hashem in another few days. Hilkoch Kiddush Bereisha. First we do Kiddush like Rav learned. V'hod mo'ar l'fishan aroitzim lismach yayin l'havdola. We want to be masmach b'yayin l'havdola, that's why it's kiniyah Yayin Havdolah together because they were Mesakin Havdolah al Hayayin, Havdolah al Korchach Libesoif Tia, Kishar Kolmatri Shabbosis. And Havdolah will be at the end like everyone's Shabbos. Vahaydolah Makdam Yayin Mekamin Mor Kishar Matri Shabbosis. Why don't we have the Yayin before the Mor, like a regular Matri Shabbos? Yayin, Psamim, Ner, and Havdolah. Shemkin Hayinir al Kiddush, Vayal Havdolah, because then the Yayin would look like it's attached to the Kiddush. And not to the Abdullah, to the Hashem Abdullah. Al Matzah Shabbos, the Al Matzah, like a Kiddush, Makadmilai. On regular Matzah Shabbos, they don't have that problem because there is no Kiddush, it's only Abdullah. So I can start off with Yayin, Psamim there, and Abdullah. So there, it doesn't bother me the distance between the Yayin and Abdullah. But on this situation, if we're going to have Yayin up front, people will say that the Yayin is attached to the Kiddush, not to the Abdullah. Next, third top line, Verabban Amri Kina. What's Kina? Again, Kiddush first. That's like Rav, Havdolah at the end. Now, why do we have Yud Nun Hey? So Rishbam says because we're now doing it like your regular Matzah Shabbos. Regular Matzah Shabbos, it's Yayin Ner Havdolah. Here too, Yayin Ner Havdolah. But we have the Kiddush at the beginning, like Rav said, because we don't want to show or indicate that we're trying to get rid of Shabbos as quickly as possible. Ma'abri Ravna Omar Nikia, that you have the Nun, and then the Kuf. Kuf again is the Kiddush first, Havdolah later. How come the Ner is up front and the Yud is there in the middle? So the Rishbam is going to say because the Yayin goes on both on the Kiddush and the Havdolah, and that's why I have the Yud in the middle. Let's look at the Rishbam, Nekiah, third wide line in the middle. Nekiah, Kiddush, Kodim, Havdolah, like Rav. The Yayin, Nami, Roitz, Lismach, Havdolah. We want that the Yayin should be close to the Kiddush, and we want the Yayin to be close to the Havdolah. Because otherwise, when people say that this Havdolah is a Yosem, there's no Yayin attached to it. And as we said before, the Iker, they were Mesakin Havdolah al Yayin. Hilkach Nekiah Be'inan. Umor Mashabi Beresha, Mikami Kiddush, we put the Mor, meaning the Ner, at the very beginning. The Kol Matzah Shabbos, Koyden Havdolah. Habrishim Matzah Shabbos, we always have the Mor first. Levishinehana Boitchila, because you have a Noah from the Ner, you see what's going on. You're having now Hanoah from the lights as well. But you cannot go and put the Ner between the Yayin and the Havdolah. Why? Yayin koydim lebishul shatar dir, like a regular Matzah Shabbos, Yayin comes first. We want that the Yayin should attach itself both to the Kiddush and to the Havdolah. Therefore, the Yayin is between the Kuf and the Hay. Next. Mar to Amma Mishmed Rabbi Yeshua. This is Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, as we'll see in another couple of lines. Nihak. Now, Nihak is our Girsa. However, the Rishbam is Goyis Nahik. And the reason why he's Goyis Nahik is because, let's before we get to Rishbam, Shalach Le'avu Dishmul Le'Rebi. Ilamdeinu Rabbeinu Seid Rabdol Eseich. Since we have all of these different mandiyomars, Yakne, Yanhak, Yehaneik, Kniya, Kina, Nikia, which should we do? Eich. Shalach Leis, so he responded. Kach Amar Bishmo Bar Rabbi Yosi. Shom Mishim Ovish Om Mishim Rabbi Shua Ben Chananya. Oh, the same Rabbi Shua Ben Chananya we had a moment ago. And he says here, Nahik. And that's why, in fact, the Rishbam in the Girsa down below says, Nahik, he doesn't bring this Nihak. So Bus is there Nahik. Let's go now to Rishbam. About 7 lines in. Hochik Arsina. Shom Mishim Rabbi Shua Ben Chananya. Nahik. The time can mafarish the come on. The Havdolah Koydim Lekiddush. The Hay comes before the Kuf, Havdolah comes first, like Shmuel said, because we first have the king who is leaving, we escort him with Havdolah, and then we greet the Afarchis, the governor, with Kiddush. The Hilkach, Ner Tchila, Ner comes first, the Fisher Roitzel, Litain, Yain, Samach, Havdolah, Uva Kiddush. We put the Yud, the Yain, in between the Havdolah and the Kiddush, just like we said a moment ago by the case of Nekiah, but there was Kiddush. And then afterwards, Havdolah and the Yayin in between. And here it's the Havdolah and the Kiddush and the Yayin in between. Because we want to show that the Lishnayam Niskinu al Yayin. Avamor, Oyimu Blo Yayin, and Mainly Kais. But more you can go at any time. Let's say Matzah Tisha B'Av, for instance. Not Matzah Tisha, Matzah Shabbos. Where Tisha B'Av is Chal and Matzah Shabbos. As you know, you make a bracha on the Ner. Everybody goes and tries to get close to the Ner and make a bracha. Even though you're not drinking Yayin until the next night until Matzah Tisha B'Av. So the two are independent of each other, and that's why you could have Ner first. The Havdolah comes before Kiddush, like the Moshul with the Melech and the Farchas, which we're going to see in a second, and Yud Yain comes in between to bridge the two, that the Yain is both on the Abdullah and on the Kiddush.
You mentioned earlier that the reason why Yain is earlier is Tadr Zechayvim.
Yeah, yeah.
So why in these last two cases is it between Abdullah and Kiddush? The Kiddush overwhelmed that, I think.
It's a good question, and that's why Rishbam responded. We learned it quickly, but Rishbam says that the reason why the Yain comes in between is that one should not think that the Yain is only for the Kiddush and not for the Abdullah, or only for the Abdullah and not for the Kiddush. Because after all, the reason why you're making a Birchas Yain, a Bracha on the Yain, both on regular Matzah Shabbos, is for the Abdullah. And when you're making Kiddush, you make it on the Kiddush. So now where is the Bracha on the Yain here? Is it for the Yain? Is it for the Kiddush? Is it for the Kiddush for the Abdullah? So if you put it in between, it bridges the two, so then you know that the Yain is both for the Abdullah and for the Kiddush. No problem. Getting back to our Gemara, Amar Reb Chanina. This is what Rishbam brought on the Amud Beis. Amar Reb Chanina, Moshe Lemishu ben Chananya, Lemelech Shiyoytze V'Afarchas Nichnas. The Melech is leaving, you're being Malava the Melech, Malava Malka, and you're greeting the new Afarchas. Malava is a Melech. First you go and escort the king and say, Sayonara, Zayizun, Tatzlocha, farewell. And Yaakov Yoytze the Kras Afarchas, and when that's all done, then you go and greet the governor. And the same thing you do on Matzah Shabbos. When you have Matzah Shabbos and Yom Tov, my Havi Allah. So Lemaisa, what do we do? Alocha Lemaisa. Now we insert the question also of Zman. Sabaya Omer Yak Zneh, Virova Omer Yak Nehus. So Rishbam points out that the Gabi, all the Neschoyes that we had before, everybody Abaya and Rava agreed to Rav that the basic is Yakneh. The only question is, if it folds out on the first night of Yom Tov, and we're inserting Zman, where do we put the Zman? Do we put the Zman in the middle, like Abaye says, Yakzeneh? Or do you put the Zayin at the end, Yaknehuz, like Rava says? Vos is the Nafke Minna. Abaye says, very simple. If you didn't have Havdalah tonight, if it was your first night of Yom Tov, not Matzah Shabbos, what would you do? Yayin, Kiddush, and Zman. You make your Shachiyonu. But that's what we're doing. Yud Kuv Zayin. After that, we're going to go and do the Abdullah. We're going to add on the Ner and the Abdullah. But the Zman really comes at the end of Kiddush. Rava says, just like it comes always at the end of the entire Kiddush, here too it goes at the end of the entire Kiddush. That what, when you finish the entire Kiddush, which includes the Abdullah, you're going to put in the Zman. If you look at the Rishbam, three lines before the wide lines, Moshe Bishum ben Chananya, v'chuli. Abayi v'rov esvira lukirav. The Omar Yakne. Kiddush comes first. Ubizman, who the pligi the machlokes the kabizman? Abayi esvira yakzine. Miach shemaschil the kaddish, yigmor kol kiddush. You started with kiddush, yayin, and kiddush. So finish off kiddush, v'yem esman. Shemein kan kiddush, ain't kan zman. You're only making shachiyonu because it's Yom Tov now, and that's why you're making kiddush. So it's a package deal. After kiddush, you say zman. Av l'abdolah, ain't kerem eslem zman. We make Matzah Shabbos, every Matzah Shabbos make abdolah. We don't add shachiyonu. For all this feel like mama, sin b'chol makam zman lebesoif. It's always at the end of the kiddush. Here too, at the end of the kiddush, when you, before you sit down, so to speak, you put down your kos. You make a little bit safe. Achanam, the man lives safe. The Talmud should know this man. Imre Afilu Bishuk. The Ikri Ein Al Akoyis Hilchach Oim Lo Besayf. So the Rishbam adds on, because what happens if you forgot to go and say Shechiyano, for instance, to the end of Kiddush? You can say Afilu Bishuk. You're walking down the street on Yom Tov morning, and somebody greets you. Hey, Yanko, good Yom Tov, was master. Ah, good Yom Tov. Did you make a Shechiyano last night? Why are you asking? Because we just learned about it in the daf. I just wanted to check out. Did you learn like Abai? Did you learn like Rava? You know, to come to think of it, I think I left out Shechiyonu. You can make Shechiyonu right now. Ikra en al kos. You don't have to make him at the kos. Hilkach on the site, therefore, when you finish the whole kos, the Kiddush, the Abdullah, now makes man not make a Shechiyonu. According to Rava, Hilkach, the Karava, the Yomi, Yak, Huz, the Kiddush, the Abdullah, like Rav says, Chimav, the Bereshim, Mechsin, the Abdullah, Kiddush, Shabbos, Kimasui. Again, Rishbam tells us that that's the Svara of Rav Abaye, Rava, and of Rav coming before them, because we don't want Shabbos to look like a Masui, therefore we postpone Havdalah as long as we can. So make Havdalah first, and only make Havdalah later on. The Zokti Mora make Kiddush first, and only Havdalah later on. Zokti Mora Vaite, Velchasokirav. And of course, that's the way we do it nowadays. You'll recall that we mentioned already a while ago in the Daf. That is a very, very startling Maril Diskin. The Maril Diskin says that just like there's an inyan of Tashlumin called Shiva for Sukkis and for Pesach, Lagabe the Shamichagiga, thank you. The same thing applies, of course, we know for Shavuos, and that's why Shavuos, we don't say Tachlin for a whole week in most communities. And Maril Diskin says not only that, but if you forgot to say Shechiyonu at Kiddush on the first night, and for us the two nights of Yom Tov, not only can you say Bashuk during Yom Tov, you can even say it for a full week throughout the whole week after Yom Tov. So when they omit the Tachnun in the morning, and the person, why are we leaving out Tachnun? It's Yom Tov. So what's Yom Tov? It's not Yom Tov anymore. It's Tashlumin. If you forgot anything for Yom Tov, oh, I forgot to make Shechiyonu. Says Maril Diskin, you can make Shechiyonu even 4, 5, 6 days later after Yom Tov is over. Other Achronim, of course, disagree, and I don't think anybody is knowing like that, but that's what the Maril Diskin says. When did he live? Maril Diskin was the Ruv in Brisk before the Soloveitchiks took over. He was the Ruv right before Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi, as you know, was the father of Reb Chaim, Beis Halevi, then Reb Chaim Brisker, and then the Brisker Rav, and then you had Reb Beryl Brisker, and you have today Reb Avram Yeshua in Yerushalayim. But before they started off the dynasty, before that was Maril Diskin. They said Maril Diskin, they say, was absolutely brilliant. They said that he would look at a wall which had bricks, and within 3 seconds, he'd be able to tell you that there were 584 bricks. People, how can you do that? They say his mind was like
related to the Diskin that's in Bar Park?
I don't know what the Diskin in Bar Park is. There's a famous orphanage in Yerushalayim called Diskin Orphanage, because B'Seif Yomov, Maril Diskin moved to Yerushalayim. It's called Maril because it's Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara, we're up to Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda ikla libei Rava. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda came to the home of Rava, and Rashi quickly points out we're talking about it on a regular, normal Matzah Shabbos. No Yom Tov, a regular Matzah Shabbos, like this coming Matzah Shabbos. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda ikla bei Rava, he was visiting in Rava's home. Aisa lekamayu mo'or u'psamen. They put on the table the ner and the psamen. Baruch Rava Abisamen Bereisha Vahadar Amar. First he made a bracha on the psalm, like we do, Barimini psalm, and only later on did he make Barim Oireish, like we do it. In fact, it's not like I'm saying it. The Rishbam says Kiminik Shalano, like Arminik psalm first and there second. Amale, so Rav Huna Bar Yehuda was curious. Vabein Beishamay Vabein Beisil Moor Bereisha Vahadar Abisamen. There's a Mishnah Mesechta's bracha where it's crystal clear that both Beisham and Beisil says that first you make the bracha on the ner, and only after that on the psamim. Umayhi, where's this Mishnah? Not we learn the Mishnah. Beisham omim ner ummozayin psamim v'havdala. Beisil omim ner uvesamim ummozayin v'havdala. What's the situation over here? We're talking about that they are finishing off shalishuvis. They didn't have two koises, one for making koishu bracha on the benching of shavashudas, and another kois for havdalah. So therefore, they combined the two on one kois. So what was the order? Bishami says first you make on the ner, then on the mazin. In other words, the birchas of mazin that you just bench now, you'll make the yayin the very pregofen, and then psamim and havdalah. Well, beisil oimrim ner ubesamim umazim havdalah. Now, what do we see? We see the machlokes between Beisham and Beisil is where do we place the mazoin aspect. But kuli alma moida that the ner comes from precedes the psalmim. Right? Beisham is a ner u'mazim u'psalmim. Beisil is a ner u'psalmim u'mazim. But everybody agrees ner comes first. And you, Rava, made a brach on the psalmim first. Oni Rava basreis, Rava says nishve. Ibi omer. Zu de remer. The Mishnah that you just quoted now is remer. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, there's no machlokes between Beisham and Beisil regarding the mazon. That's going to be at the beginning, because after all, we're benching now on the kais on shalishudas. Because that comes later on. This is Rabbi Yehuda speaking. The Beisham omer mo'er v'yachakach psamim. Not like us. Ubeisil amrim psalm v'yachkach mor. Like us. The amrim yoichanan. Noagua amki beisil uvaldi with Rabbi Yehuda. The minik ho'oilam, which is of course our minik today, is like Beis Hillel, but not like Remeir's Beis Hillel, but like Rabbi Yehuda's Beis Hillel. That Beis Hillel says the psalmim the yachkach mor. Says the more about Rabbi Yankin Bar Abba.
The Mazon.
We're talking about a case where he had two cases. So he already benched Baruch Hashem. Shabbos Shudas is history. Right. Now we're talking about a regular Matzah Shabbos where you have two cases, so you don't have a problem with combining the Mazon. Rav Yankin Bar Abba, Ikel Levei Rava. Rav Yankin Bar Abba came to the home of Rava, and now we're not talking about a Matzah Shabbos.
We don't drink.
That's a separate story.
But we use one kosh.
We use the same kosh. That's correct, and we don't make a bracha on it. But we wait until after Matzah Shabbos, and then we use the same kosh. You're 100% right. Yeah. But he was talking about that he was combining the two, and the question is, what's the order? Rav Yankin Bar Abba Ikel Levei Rava, and Rishbam immediately points out they were talking about Shabbos day. We're not talking about Matzah Shabbos. Shabbos day. On the Amud Beis, we're going to continue this story. There's going to be a little bit of an interruption, and then we're going to get back to the Rav Yankin Bar Abba is visiting Rava on Shabbos day. Chazi Deborach Boyer Priyagofen Akasakama. He made Kiddush on wine, like is customary on Shabbos day. Some people use schnapps, but he made Boyer Priyagofen. V'hod Deborach Akasa Debrichosa. And then later on, at the end of the meal, after benching, they made again, took a koisho bracha, and he made again a Boyer Priyagofen after the benching, the ishti, and he drank from it. Omalei, so the Yankin Bar Abba said to Rava, Lama lecha kuli hai, a baruch lamar, chod hazimna, didn't you already make a Boyer Priyagofen at the very beginning of the Suda on the Kiddush? Why do you have to make a new Boyer Priyagofen koisho bracha on the benching? Omalei, so Rava told him, ki habinan bei reish kalusa, hachi avdinan. I remember that when I was a guest in the home of the Reish Kalusa, that was their minhag. Amalei, so he answered him, come on, give me a break. Tenach bei Reish Kalusa, dehachi avid. You know why in the Reish Kalusa you have to make a second bracha at the end? Because you're just a guest. You're not the host. The Safik Maisilan, Safik Lei Maisilan. Who knows whether the waiters are going to bring in future bottles or cups of wine. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. So therefore you are Mesiach Das, and you assume maybe that's the only wine that they're going to give to drink. Now when they bring a second cup of wine at the end of the benching, oh, then you make a new bracha. A bahacha hamanach kasakaman v'daitan elavei. I see here on the table, there are the wine becher, and I see the bottle of wine here on the side, and everybody's thinking about the fact that at the end of benching we're going to have another cup of wine. I mean, everybody knows we can see the bucket over here, the barrel of wine, we can see the bottle of wine, and we see all the koises on the table. So everybody, nobody was Mesiach Das. He shouldn't have had to go and make a new Boyer Priyagofen after benching. Amalei told him, Anu Avdi Ketamid Deraf. Okay, no raya from Reish Kalusa, but I have a raya from another story. The master of the Talmidim of Rav. Who are the Talmidim of Rav? The Rav Bruna, the Rav Chananel, Talmidim of Rav. Rav Chananel and Rav Bruna and Rav Chananel were Talmidim of Rav. Haviyas b'sudasa, they were sitting together at a suda. Koi alayu Rav Yeva Saba. Rav Yeva Saba was the waiter. He was the butler. He was the one that was being mishamish for them, bringing in the wine, bringing in the food. Must have been a choshevid, Rav Yeva Saba. And he was the butler for these two, for Rav Bruna and for Rav Chananel. Amalei, or Amrulei, they said to him, Havlon v'nevarach. Now it's now time to go on bench, Baruch Hashem. We've gone through all the courses, and it's time to bench. We sing Shir Malos, Havlon v'nevarach. That's what they asked him. And now he's getting ready to go and do the Akiris HaShulchan, take the HaShulchanos away, and get ready for benching, and bring a kos for Koshu Bracha. And Lasof, before he had even a chance to accomplish that, to implement that, Omulei, they had a change of heart. You know what? Havlan Minishti. Before we bench, let's take one last drink and say L'chaim, and say another Shikol Torah, whatever. Omulehu, so Rav Yeva Sava said to Tamidim of Rav, Hochi Omer Rav. This is what your Rebbe Rav used to say. Kim damrisu havlam v'nevarach. As soon as you make that statement, we're ready to bench. Itzur l'chum mishti. You're not allowed to drink anymore. Now there's a machloikis. What does that mean? You're not allowed to drink anymore. Does that mean you're not allowed to drink anymore? Period. Until after benching, or does it mean that you cannot go and drink new wine without making a bracha? We don't have to get into the machloikis, but bottom line is, he told them, Chevra, you cannot go and drink wine now unless you make a new bracha according to that version, according to the first version. You cannot drink at all. We got a bench first. My time, what's the reason? Why does chisu tataycha? Once you say we're about to bench and Rabbi get ready to bench, that means you masich das from the whole suda, and anything that you're going to eat or drink from now on is going to be like a brand new suda. Aha. So what is the raya therefore? That's the end of the story. So Rava said, just like over there, when you just said Havlon v'nevarech, you cannot rely on the earlier bracha because it means the meal has ended. And if you want to go and drink wine, even before benching, and certainly after benching, you have to go and make a new bracha. And therefore here in our case, when we actually bench, that shows that I'm ending the meal. That's why I'm benching. Otherwise, I'd continue eating and eating and eating and eating and eating. The fact that I'm benching means it's now the meal is ended. Oh, so this is even, if you will, a greater step or a later step than a Havlan and Varch. We're actually benching. From this point on, if you want to drink anything new, you have to go and make a bracha. That's why Rava says, we taka made a bracha by Kiddush, but the meal has ended, Havlan and Varch, and we actually bench, and now we have to make a new bracha.
So why did Rava first give the other example, the Reish Galusa, if the holiness being Mesiach Das? He seems to agree it's a question of Mesiach Das.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the question that he asked them.
It's a good question. It could be that Rava wants to go and show Rav Yankov Bar Abba two halachas. That Avada here in our home, you see all the wine is present.
Right.
But Rav Yankov Bar Abba, you're a guest. What happens if tomorrow or next week you're going to be guest in somebody else's house and you're not going to go and see the bottles of wine on the table and you just have that original cost? So I want you to know, if for instance in the middle of the Seuda you're going to want to drink wine, you're going to have to make a new bracha. Why? Because it's like in the home of the Reish Galusa. Since the wine is not present, Sufik Maiselam, Sufik Lai Maiselam, so it will be Hesachadah. Okay. So I assume that's the purpose of Rav. He wants to educate him for other such occurrences, because after all, he's a guest by Rav, and next week he'll be a guest by Rabbi Yankov Schmidt, and he should know what the minig is. Don't rely on that first bracha on wine, unless you have the wine on the table and you can take it. A new story. We're going to get back to this, Rabbi Yankov Bar Abba and Rava, in another few lines. The reason why we're coming in with this is because you'll see it's related to the story with the Talmidei de Rav and Rav Yehuda Saba that we just spoke about. So says Imar, Ameimer Umar Zutra Bravashi, Havias Besuda. All these three great giants were sitting together, the Suda, the Koyalai, and their waiter was Rav Acha Rei de Rav. And there was wine. Each one of them did something different. Ameimer Borech al Kol Kasa V'Kasa. Throughout the meal, he would make a new bracha on each new kas that he drank. And Rashi Rishbam says, we're talking about that this took place during the week. This was not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. During the week, they were eating together dinner, and maybe it was a Sudas Mitzvah, maybe it wasn't. But bottom line is, they were each drinking wine. Ameimer made a new bracha each time he took a new kas of wine. He only made a bracha at the very outset, in other words, the first kos that he drank, and on the final kos, meaning the koishu bracha after benching. Ravashi baruch akasa kama, he made a bracha the first time he drank. Vesulei baruch, and he didn't make any new brachas every time he drank subsequently. It was all relying on the kasa kama, on that first bar prigof, and even wine after benching, he didn't make a new bracha, he relied on that first kasa kama. Rav Acha Bar Rava is the waiter over here, and he says to the Grois Rabban, Anan Keman Navid, what should we do? In other words, I'm going to go home, and my wife and kids are going to say, oh, we heard that you had a Grois guest today. You had Ameimer, and you had Marzut, and you had Ravashi. What can you tell us? Well, the halachas, I can tell you about Hilchas Yayin. What's a halacha by Yayin? Well, it depends. According to one man, the Yomer, you have to go and make a bracha called Kasa V'Kasa. According to the second one, you have to make one at the end, one at the beginning, one at the end. According to the other one, only one. So what's the halacha? What should I do? So Ameimer said, I'll explain to you. Ameimer Omar, Nimlech Ana. I each time when I drank one cup of wine, I said to myself, "That's ginuk. I'm not going to drink anymore. I already had my share, and it was fine." And then when I took the second cup, suddenly geschmeckt. I want to go and drink another cup of wine.
Has a chadas.
Each time. Each time he was nimlach, each time he changed his mind. He originally had only intended drinking one, and then he intended drinking a second, and then a third, and then a fourth. Each time he drank another cup, he said, "I was mesich das. I was sure I wasn't going, I'm not going to get close to the wine." But I did drink wine again, so he had to make a new bracha each time. But that only applies to me. Somebody else that thought at the very outset that he's going to drink three or four cups, he doesn't have to make separate brachas. Mazut Omar Anodi Abdikatamida Rav. So that's why we brought this story in, to tell us by Rav Bruna and Rav Chananel and by Rav Yehi Vesaba, that they said, once you say Havlon Navarech, that's it, boys. You don't go and make, you cannot rely on the first bracha, you have to make a new bracha. That's why I made a bracha at the beginning and a bracha at the end. Pravashi Omar, Lasilchas Akadamida Rav, we do not follow that halacha. Once you made the first bracha at the beginning, you can rely for the entire meal, even for after benching. Why? Where do you take this from? The yontif shecholi yois achar Shabbos. What happens if yontif falls out of matzah Shabbos? Like we started off today's Gemara. The Omer Rav yakne, and Rav says that you can go and combine the kiddush and the havdalah on the same kos. Oh. So in other words, when you're making birchas hayayin on the kiddush, you can go and have the kiddush and the havdalah together, and this one bracha covers the waterfront. See here too, when you have a meal and you make the initial yayin at the beginning, it covers not only the kois rishon but also the kois achron. It covers everything. And so therefore, that's why I hold you only have to make one bracha at the beginning. You don't have to make a bracha at the end of benching the kosher bracha. But the Gemara says, "Velohi, ablamaisa, we don't fear zech like Rav Ashi. Why not? Because some hasam oker daitim mimishtaya. Hochali oker daitim mimishtaya. When you're talking about a regular case of a regular meal, when it comes benching, then your das is, the meal is over. No more food, no more drink, nothing. Only subsequently do they give new wine post the meal, post the benching. So then you have to go make a new bracha because you're mesiach das, esach das, brand new bracha. But in our case, liokadait mishtaya. In the case of the yakne, when you are making a bracha on the yayin, and you're making a bracha on the kiddush and on the havdalah, you haven't even started drinking yet. So certainly you're not mesiach das from the drinking. If anything, Rishbam says, it's now your intention to start drinking. And therefore, since you're going to start drinking, then the one bracha is going to go on everything. I'm not mesiach das between my kiddush and my havdalah. I'm saying the two together. So therefore, the tushtel is not a good tushtel. If you want to take a quick look at the Rishbam, the Omer Rav Yakne, this is halfway down the wide lines, down below, the Omer Rav Yakne, the Omer Rav Yakne. You don't make two birchas hayayin, one on chada kiddush for chada avdolah. The kiddush hayayin, or birchas hamazon, all to the same thing. The kasher of Yehva Saba, the Omer Lahu Hachi Omer Rav, Hav Nevorach, Asur Lechul Mishti, Dim Ken Kasher the Rav of the Rav. So, it doesn't stem. Rav says normally you can go make one bracha on both kiddush and havdalah, and you don't have to make two brachas. And Rav Yehi Vesava said in the name of Rav, no, you have to make two brachas, one on the kiddush and one on the benching. He wasn't oikedas from drinking. In the case of benching, he's oikedas, I'm finished with the meal, goodbye, now we have to wash my machrein, and we have to say shermalis, we're going to bench, and we're done, no more eating, no more drinking. Therefore you have to go and make a new bracha afterwards. But here, Leokadam Mishtai, Pukfaked, Shadaim Lishasa, he hasn't even begun drinking. Vacholdat Alishtois, and his das says, I'm going to drink. I'm going to drink for the Yain, for the Kiddush, and for the Avdalah, and perhaps drink some more during the Suda. So, therefore, the Tushtel is not a good Tushtel after all. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now, and with this, we have concluded that shtickle, and we go back to the original story we had on the Omer Aleph, that Rav Yankov Bar Abba was visiting Rava, and during Shabbos he asked him the question, why did you make the two brachas both on Kiddush and subsequently on the Kosher bracha? And Rava said, because of the first story with Resh Kalusa, and then the second story with the Talmid Rav and Rav Yevasava, because when you're benching, that's the end of the meal, and you have to make a new bracha, like we said before. Then we got off on a track a little bit, because who were these Talmidim of Rav? So we had Rav Bruna and Rav Chananel, and then we had that story of Maimer Mazut Rabashi, where Mazuchas are lying on the Talmidim of Rav. So all of those kind of, we got detoured a little bit, but now we come back to Rav Yankar Bar Abba, who is visiting in the home of Rava. Until now it was Shabbos, and now it's already Matzah Shabbos. Says Yimar Kimot Lavduli, when it came time for benching, Kom Shamei V'Adlik Avuka Mishraga. He went and there was already a nair there. Could be nair still from Shabbos, could be like a yahrzeit lampel or something like that. And what did he do? And the Shamas went and made an avuka, he made a torch. It was like our Havdalah candles that have multiple flames or multiple wicks, shkoyach, and made it a big flame. Fine. Omalei, so now Rav Yankar Bar Abba says to Rava, Lam lecha kuli hai? Why was that necessary? Man chishragi, you already had the shragi here on the table. Why'd you have to go make a new avuka? Amalei, so Rava said, Shama midaita denafshi ka'avid. The Shamas is only doing this on his own. In other words, he didn't ask me. You could have done on a shraga. He on his own. Rav Yankar Bar Abba was not convinced. Amalei, ilo shmi'alei minei demar, lo yehava ovid. Listen, Rava, you're the Gadol Hador. Your Shamas wouldn't start playing with fire to go and make from a shraga to an avuka. I'm sure he must have asked you, or you must have given him direction, instruction. He knows this from last week, from a year ago. He didn't do this on his own. Amalei, so now Rava, in a sense, told him the truth. Le'sobalimar, don't you hold that the din is avuka l'avdola mitzvah amuvchar? Avuka is the best for avdola. And that's why he went and lit from the shraga, from the nair to the avuka. The Gemara on the surface of the Bissel Shver, if that's what Rava really held, so why didn't he tell him initially?
Right.
Why did he go and tell him, dare me, what's going on? So the Rabbi Yankov Emden in the back of the Gemara says, like we find sometimes by Rabba and Abaya, l'chadudei miltzehu di'avid. He did l'chadudei miltzeh, he wanted to go and test him, he wanted to go and sharpen his mind, and say, well, maybe the Shamas did it on his own. Ah, come on, the Shamas. Then he ultimately told him the Avukal Avdolah. However, the end of the Mordechai, there are a bunch of choices in. If you remember when we first started off this new perek, you may or may not have noticed, right on top of the first Toisvis, it says, Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis, Toisveis Acherim Bi'arvi Psochim Nimtzoyim B'Sefer Rav Mordechai. Rav Mordechai is Rav Mordechai all the way in the back of the Gemara. In back of that there are Toisveis in there. And in fact, the art school refers to it as Toisveis Rabbeinu Peretz. I'm not sure I'll be able to quickly find it for you, but if you look for it, the Toisveis says at the end a very interesting concept. And he says that what Rava was telling him was, Avada, you could go and make Havdolah Nair on the Shraga. Yeah, you found it? Good. I'll have to look it up for you. I don't want to spend the time with the Oilam because it may take a little bit of time. It's not easy to identify from one print to the other, from one Gemara to the other. They changed it from this side to that side. And sometimes it does say Toys, sometimes it's concluded with a Mordechai. Anyway, the bottom line is that the reason for this discussion is Rava said, Avada Navada, if you have a Shraga already which is lit, you don't need to come on to the Avuka. And therefore what the Shamas did to go and light from the Shraga to the Avuka was really not necessary. We already had a light. So he said, no, it's not necessary. So then why did the Shamas do it then? Oh, the reason is because Avuka is taka better. Avuka is mitzvah namuvcha. So Rava wasn't just trying to tell, you know, don't bother me, and just trying to say something which wasn't 100% accurate. What he's saying is, once you have a shraga, that's enough. You don't have to come on to the avada. Avuka is better, but once the shraga is lit, in other words, if you're taking out of the closet, you're taking out of the pantry, you're taking out your nair, what happens to be an avuka? What happens to be a shraga? Huh, you found it?
Yeah.
Beautiful. If you have in the pantry, you have an avuka and a shraga, of course take out the avuka and light the avuka first. However, if you have a shraga, it wasn't necessary to go and light the avuka. So what Rav was telling him is, Rabbi Yid, Shamas, Rabbi Yankar Bar Abba, the fact that the Shamas went and lit the avuka from the shraga, that was unnecessary, he didn't ask me. So then Rabbi Yankar Bar Abba says, so then why did he do it? He said, I'll tell you why he did it. Because don't you all agree with me, an avuka is the best? So then the Shamas wants to be, if you will, super from, and even though the Shraga was lit, Avuka is better. So that's why he lit the Avuka, but it really wasn't necessary because we already had the Shraga. Anyway, Ayin Shom. So this is Baruch Hashem that fits in very nicely. It's a little bit of an extended discussion there in the Tosis. Barry will probably make a picture afterwards. I figured as much. Anyway, Pasach V'Yomar. Should we continue? Yeah. So now the Baruch Hashem, the Havdalah candle is lit. And now he says, "Possibly, Yomer Hamavlo Ben Koyish Lachol Ben Or Lachoyish Ben Yisolamim Ben Yomer Meshul Lesheishes Imei Amasa." Does that sound familiar? Yes, because of course that's our meaning, the way we do it. Baruch Atah Hashem Hamavlo Ben Koyish Lachol. Now, if we count up how many Havdolos did he refer to in his bracha, Hamavlo Ben Koyish Lachol is one. Ben Or Lachoyish is two. Ben Yisolamim is three. Ben Yemeshul Lesheishes Imei Amasa is four, right? So four Havdolos he referred to in his bracha. I'm referring to this because, as you'll see, this will be very important in another couple of lines. Amalei. So now Rav Yankel Bar Abba again is asking Rava, Lam lecha kuli hai? Why was it necessary for you to go and have four Havdolos? Bom Rav Yudah Amar Rav, Hamavdo Bikadosh Lachol Zui Havdolosi Shel Rav Yudah Nasi. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Yudah Nasi, when he said Havdolah, it was much shorter. He just said, Amavla Ben Kodesh Lechol, and finished. He didn't have four Havdolos. Amalei, so Rabbi said, Anoki Hosvirali, four Avada, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbeinu. But I hold like this another Shita, the Amr Blazer, Amr Blazer, Amr Boishia, HaPoiches LeYivchos Megimel VaMoisev LeYosef Al Zayin. When you're making Havdolah, the minimum you should say is three Havdolos, and the maximum should be seven Havdolos. The Gemara today is not going to tell us what the seven are. We mentioned we're going to learn that tomorrow on the Amud Aleph. Suspense. But in the meantime, I'm sorry?
Suspense,
right. But in the, if you want to, of course, you can prepare it on your own. But in the meantime, it's minimum of three, maximum of seven. Amalei, so he said, nu, if it's minimum of three, for mar leiklasa amav leisheva amah. You did nishtahin and nishtahed. You didn't do three, you didn't do seven, you did four. Amalei said, I'll tell you, Ibra ben yoyim ha-shvi l'sheishas imei amasa, which was number four on the list, like it is in our Havdalah, Me'ein Chasimahi. That is not counted towards the three or the four, because the only reason why we do that is for a separate reason. What is that separate reason? By the way, this is not a din that only applies to Havdalah, this applies to brachas generally. That when you have an extended bracha, where you're going on to, you get detoured and talk about other things, you want to finish off the bracha when you make your Baruch Atah Hashem, fill in the blank, whatever it is, in this case, Havdalah, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amavdo Ben Kodesh Lachol. Yes, that is as well, and I'm sure you can think of in Kiddush and in Shemot Esrei, when you have a long bracha, you want to finish off the bracha with words that are appropriate to the Baruch Atah Hashem, and therefore, once again, you have over here, he's going to say in a moment, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amavdo Ben Kodesh Lachol, so you want to have the chasima should be similar. What's the chasima? Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheishes Imei Amasa, because that's Amavdo Ben Kodesh, Yom HaShvi, which is Shabbos Kodesh, and Sheishes Imei Amasa, which is Chol, oh, so that's Me'en Chasima. So that number four is not counted, and I only said there would be three. What were the three? Hamav ben Kodesh Lachol, number one. Ben Or Lachoshim, number two. Ben Yisrael Amim. That was it. They added the Yemeshu Shir Masa because of this requirement that the Chasima has to be Me'ein, or the Bracha that I'm going to say now has to be Me'ein the Chasima. Very good. However, another couple of lines are by side. But in Pumadisa they said, you do not have to go and say the final Bracha Me'ein the chasima right before it, but rather me'ein psichosoi. Here's the psichoson, but the Bach changed it. Me'ein psichosoi, samach lechasimosoi. What does he mean to say by that? That the end of the bracha, not the Baruch Atah Hashem, but the text, the core text of the bracha itself, when you're finishing off the bracha before the Baruch Atah Hashem, it's got to be of the same type and genre, fancy term, like the beginning of the bracha. And therefore, we start off on Matzah Shabbos, Hamavdo Ben Kodesh Lechol, Ben Or Lechoshech, etc. So when we're finishing off the bracha, before you get to Baruch Atah Hashem, you say, B'yayim HaShvi L'Sheish Rimei Amasa, because now this is similar to the Hascholas HaBracha of the Hamavdo Ben Kodesh Lechol. Aha. So now the Maisa, it comes out the same. Why does it come out the same? Because according to the first Man Yama that we said, he's referring to the final Baruch Atah Hashem Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, and he's saying we need the Bein Yoyim Hashvi'i L'Sheish Me'amasa to be Me'ein, the final Baruch, the Chasim of Baruch Atah Hashem Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. And the Pope Nisai say, no, it has to be like the beginning of the Baruch, where there too we said Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, so therefore we end off Bein Yoyim Hashvi'i L'Sheish Me'amasa, and the two should be consistent. It's the same thing. Oh, if it's Yom Tov after Shabbos, when we have that somewhat complicated formula in as part of the Kiddush, the Chasminan Bein Kodesh LaKodesh, we finish off Baruch Ato Hashem Hamav Bein Kodesh LaKodesh between Shabbos Kodesh and Yom Tov, which is also Kodesh. Man Diyom Me'ein Psichosan Samal Chasimosan Leiboy LeMeimar Bein Kedushas Shabbos LeKedushas Yom Tov Hevdalta, which of course is what we do say in our Kiddush Havdalah, but rather you could leave that out. Why could you leave that out? Because what you could continue saying is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, and which is what we do say even on Matzah Shabbos. In Shabbos we finish off Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh, we start Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, and we could end off Bein Yoyim Mashvi L'Sheishes Me'amasa. So then both the Haschola and the Siyam or the Chasima of the Bracha will be the same, even though the final Baruch Atah Hashem Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh will be different. But according to this Man D'Amar, I don't really care. I'm only concerned about the beginning of the core text of the Bracha and the end of the core text of the Bracha. And look, as long as those two are consistent, we're fine. See, like every Matzah Shabbos, Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, and finish off Bein Yoyim Mashvi L'Sheish Me'amas. However, Man D'Yom Main Chasimos Samal Chasimos, that the Bracha at the end has to be similar to the Chasima of the core text of the Bracha right before the Baruch Atah Hashem Boile Me'amas. So then, in that situation, if I'm going to end off Bein Yoyim Mashvi L'Sheish Me'amas, which has that sound of Kodesh and Chol, it would be inappropriate to now say Baruch Atah Hashem Hamavdil Bein Kodesh LeKodesh, because it certainly doesn't.
It's off note.
It undermines the Bein Kodesh LeKodesh by talking about Yemesh with the Sheshen Yamasa, which is a Kodesh LeChol type of covenant. So therefore, by the Meimah, that's why we have to finish off in the Kiddush Havdalah, Bein Kiddush Shabbos, the Kiddush Yom Tov Dalta, V'Yisrael Mishmi, Mishesh Masa, Kiddush, etc. Why do we add the Kiddush Shabbos, Kiddush Yom Tov? So that when we finish off Bein Kodesh LeKodesh, we have finished off with that Kiddush Shabbos, the Kiddush Yom Tov. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Zagim and Zad Kizim.